Very early this coming Sunday morning at 2 o'clock, it suddenly becomes 1 a.m. all over again. Yes, it's daylight savings time this weekend. For day-to-day contributor Scott Hewler, this moment holds trouble and opportunity.
I crossed the international dateline once on a trip around the world, and I still do not know what happened to that missing day. Another time I lived in the central time zone for 2 years, and for the entire 2 years I was routinely either an hour early or an hour late for anything I wanted to watch on television. Plus, I never once knew what time it was if I called Philadelphia or Seattle. My sister once flew overnight from California to New York during the time change, and if you want to confuse my family, get us started on what happened to her missing hours. It's like giving a cat a crumpled piece of paper. We're occupied until someone comes to get us. My point, I don't do well with time changes. Yet Daylight Savings Night is my most favorite moment of the year. We're granted a small miracle, an entire hour. I began planning to enjoy that extra hour last spring when we sprang forward. I plan like this every year. I consciously change every clock in my house, except for the one by the bed. So when I wake up, I think, okay, it's 8 o'clock. No, it's only 7. I've got a free hour. And then I can consider cleaning the house or playing with the cats or taking a walk. And then I put the hour to its best possible use and go back to sleep. I reconsidered when a friend brought up another way to look at that found hour. That second hour between 1 and 2 this Saturday night is, quite literally, a chance to relive a moment. It's the miracle we all ask for. How often do you say, oh, if only I had that to do over again? Then, once a year, we get the opportunity. So I thought about any number of hours this year I wouldn't have minded a second stab at. There were several conversational retorts I thought of too late. I failed to make compliments here and there, failed to treat others properly, failed to do the right thing on so many occasions. But you know what? I failed to put the moves on Ruby Dunkelberg in high school, too. A big mistake. And I've managed to get over it. Maybe reliving an hour isn't the right approach. You just can't go back. So Sunday morning, I'll do what I do every year. I'll wake, I'll check the time, I'll recognize that I have a free, unencumbered hour, a gift from God. I'll reach over to that clock radio, and I'll hit the snooze bar. So may you all.
Writer Scott Hewler marks time in North Carolina.